For years now, analytics have dominated baseball. The book and movie Moneyball portray the early changes in the sport.
The problem we're trying to solve is that there are rich teams and there are poor teams. Then there's 50 feet of crap, and then there's us. It's an unfair game.
Researchers at the University of Michigan have gotten into the analytics game with a partnership with the Detroit Tigers. So how is their work changing what fans are seeing on the field from their beloved hometown team? Jay Sartori is Senior Director of Baseball Analytics and Operations for the Detroit Tigers. Jay, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Cynthia.
And we have Stephen Kane here. He's an assistant research scientist in mechanical engineering for the University of Michigan. Stephen, hello.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, Jay, I'm sure that Mayo Smith and his 1968 World Series champion Tigers would be left wondering, what the heck is baseball analytics? So if you were describing it to Norm Cash, how would you describe baseball analytics to him?
I think the best way to explain analytics and what it's doing in baseball is no different than what's being done in many other industries is nowadays, since there's such readily accessible information and data to people much more than in the past, that we take that information and we organize it, and then we study it in order to basically help our decision-making process or our player development process in the example of baseball. And then part of what we're doing with Michigan is more player development.
What are the goals of baseball analytics? Like, what are you getting and what's the purpose?
I would say the purpose is really to harness the amount of information that we have at our fingertips to help our decision-making process. So throughout the history of baseball, front offices have had to make decisions on player acquisitions or how to train their players. And now we're armed with so much more data that can be looked at by, extremely smart people to help inform those decisions, that we're trying to basically do it the best that we can with all of the information that we have.
So, Stephen, what kind of information do you and U of M's team deliver to guys like Jay?
Yeah, so what we're currently bringing is measurements of, human movement, I guess, is what my specialty is, and understanding biomechanics of human movement. So in terms of, the traditionally available data, which might be your, baseball performance type data that, Jay is saying has been available for years, we're getting more kind of fine scale data where you might get to take a look at how someone is swinging their bat, how they're pitching, the exact type of movements they might be moving with. So how does that relate to their performance? So really a measurement of, biomechanics, how the individual players are moving. So instead,
so how do you do this? Give me a, let's say you've got a slugger. Do you go down? Do you video? How do you do this?
Yeah, so the types of tools we're using, a lot of these tools have been used in biomechanics labs for a while. So video is very common, and obviously lots of people in the baseball world are already using video to analyze performance. Force platforms, which measure basically the force that the ground is pushing on your feet when you're jumping, when you're swinging a bat. And then my area of expertise is with inertial sensors, which you can attach to different places on the body. It measures acceleration and angular velocity. And from that, you can almost get something like a motion capture system. If you've watched movies that use CGI animation, you might have seen clips of a person wearing reflective markers in some special lab. Well, with this inertial sensor technology, we can get similar types of things, but you don't need to be in a lab. You can be on the baseball field. So we're working to utilize these tools to create kind of measurements of player movement, which then could be linked up to how they're actually performing.
So, Jay, you get this data from Stephen. Give me a concrete example. Help me understand, let's say, for a hitter, what would you do then with that information? What are you looking for, and how can you use that to help your player?
Well, the information is fairly new to us. We've been, in this working together for just a few years now. So, essentially, while we won't really go into, full details on the information that and how we best use it, just
proprietary
for
secrets,
proprietary reasons, and competitive advantages.
Sure.
But essentially, the information that we garner out of that, we want to use to help inform the player, inform the coaches, so they can improve their performance. If there is something that we find that is worthwhile and noteworthy that could transfer to the coach and to the player to improve his performance, then that follows that pattern of communication and with the goal of improving that player's performance on the field.
I'm interested in how the players receive this information. If you, you know, study all this data and you see something that needs to be worked on, are the players open to you coming and going, you know what we saw from the study U of M did, and you need to work on this or stop doing that? Are they open to that?
I mean, generally speaking, you know, there's various types of personalities. There are types of players who really love this information, and that's the way that their mind works, and that's a good communication tool to help them understand some of the concepts you'd be transferring to them, like via the coaching process. There are other players who are less into that type of information, and they're more about the feel of how their performance is. And so our goal is to basically use this information where it helps and can inform a player to help him make a change. But if they're not wholly on board with it, it's not something that we would force on them, but we would try to explain how this could be a tool to help them.
You know, speaking of feel, there are some who feel that analytics has taken some of that feel, that traditional, you know, gut instinct of how to work with a player out of the game. What do you think about that?
I still think that exists. I don't think that analytics can quantify everything. I think analytics tries to quantify as much as it can, but there are certainly other aspects of coaching or of player analysis that, you know, are very difficult to quantify or are quite honestly not able to be quantified at all. And I would say eschewing those and saying that there's no merit to that type of analysis is wrong. And so we try and blend the two together to make our best decisions.
How does this help you as you're scouting new prospects? Do you use analytics in that process as well as is working with players that are on the roster now?
Certainly, yeah. Our analytics department extends to all aspects of baseball operations, from, you know, amateur scouting all the way up through our major leagues. So we feel that we can use this information to help all of the staff throughout our organization, you know, be better. Any type of information that we can get our hands on and try to, you know, draw conclusions from that are helpful, we will certainly do that.
Stephen, what have you learned through this process of working with the Tigers? What light has been shed for you on what it takes to play this game and to succeed in this game?
Yeah, so I guess the first time I went down to Lakeland, the thing to me that really struck me was just how many people are involved in a baseball team and really the pipeline of developing talent, finding talent. I mean, you know, you've got a small company here. You know, it's not just the guys that you watch on TV or listen to on the radio. So, you know, there's a lot of important decisions being made at all different steps along the process. So having more information to help those decisions, I think, is, you know, like Jay said, is critical. I'm going to go back to, you know, you talked about the players. You know, the younger players seemed, you know, when we were down there doing some testing, seemed to be very into the new technology. And, you know, I think because they're very interested in what they might be able to gain from that.
Do you watch the game differently now?
Yeah, I mean, for a couple reasons. One, you know, I've worked, you know, I'm a little more invested, you know, because we're working with some of these guys. But also in terms of watching the movements and, you know, I'm thinking about how different players look, looking at some of the differences in, you know, the swings or pitches that we've observed. And, you know, it's tough because you can't always pick it up with your eye, which is where this technology comes in.
Jay, do you feel the work you're doing with Stephen and the U of M researchers, so this analytics thrust, is this research changing what people are seeing on the field from the Tigers?
You know, I certainly believe that this is having a positive impact on how we're progressing as an organization, and I think that can be seen here and throughout, quite honestly, baseball and sports as a whole. I think there's been quite a movement towards incorporating more analysis and data-driven research like this to improve on-field performance. So while you'll never know exactly why a player performs well or how a player develops, you know, what is driving that, I certainly believe that this is 100% a positive impact on how players are going to perform.
Stephen, is this technology and what you're learning and the way you're doing the analytics, for example, working with the Tigers, can that be applied or is it being applied to other sports, other teams?
Yeah, certainly other sports, other teams, other applications, you know, the same types of technology. can be applied to. So, you know, just in my own research, you know, I'm doing things, you know, looking at how military people are responding to using different equipment in different situations using this technology, to also trying to come up with different solutions in healthcare where now you can assess someone's health maybe through some wearable device, through the types of calculations that I'm doing. You know, they don't have to come in for a checkup to assess their frailty or their cardiovascular health. We can do that remotely. You know, maybe they just wear a sensor for a week. So based on the same type of technology and the same sort of techniques that we're applying here, but here, you know, the stakes are a little bit higher. And I think one of the key differences in the sports application is you have these experts, these coaches, you know, this whole buildup of people who have been thinking one way for, you know, their entire careers, and we're coming in with new information. And so really figuring out how the best way to pass that along to people that aren't Jay, how do you help them implement these new ideas, this new information into their kind of current workflow? So,
Jay, taking a baseball player from good to great is, I'm sure, a question that coaches and teams have been wrestling with since Major League Baseball began. Where do you see analytics taking baseball as you look to the future?
I think this is one of the areas that is in the forefront of where teams now are really focusing their efforts and understanding that there is now exists more technology and tools to help the game progress. And I think that there's has been a natural progression in baseball and all sports throughout the course of time as new tools come to light, whether that was the addition of the radar gun when that came into baseball to now the addition of StatCast or player tracking on the field or these player development type tools. I just see teams being able to utilize information to get smarter and make players get to their full capacity, perhaps in a more efficient manner than was done in the past. So I think in general that's a good thing for, you know, all the parties involved.
Jay Sartori, Senior Director of Baseball Analytics and Operations for the Detroit Tigers, and Stephen Kane, Assistant Research Scientist in Mechanical Engineering for the University of Michigan. Thanks to both of you for being with us on Stateside and sharing your work with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.